I get to introduce you to Lana Del Rey. Okay, you're thinking, oh, she's got a new album coming out. Better, she has got the song for the new movie, Big Eyes. Talk a little bit about, for you as an artist, to be able to work on a film. I mean, you did Great Gatsby.
I did.
So, but is this a different process for you?
A little bit. I mean, yeah, now that you say that, I've been really lucky not just to, write for my own records, but to be involved with something like Great Gatsby or Maleficent and now Big Eyes. It's really exciting, especially because it's for Tim Burton, who I loved like everybody else.
What is his process, though? Because as a songwriter, you have you either sit at the piano or play a guitar to kind of get your inspiration. But when you work with such a visionary like Tim Burton, how does he guide you? Or does he, hands off, let you do your own thing?
I think there's a lot of people involved in the process because I know the writers. I think they took over 7 years trying to get their rights just for the movie. So there's a lot of people involved. But Tim told me that he really likes to stay involved in the cinematic aspect and let whoever's writing for him do their job, and then if he really loves it, I think he probably plays it for Danny Elfman and sees if it works with the score. And
And if anybody, when you see the movie, it's based on the artist named Keane, who is very descriptive. I mean, the big eyes that they were doing. Did you look at the paintings? Did that help forge an opinion for you as you started your process of writing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't remember ever hearing the name, but I saw the images. So it wasn't until I saw the entire movie before it had the music in it that I was really blown away by the story that his wife had really been painting these pictures that had become really famous to the point where they were sold, in drugstores and in supermarkets. But I was inspired by the art. I mean, I'm inspired by a lot of artists. I mean, it kind of reminded me of Mark Ryden, who is one of my favorite artists now. So.
And the last question for you, this is for Germany. You've played in Europe, all that.
Yes.
What is a German experience for you? What kind of stands out in your own memory for Germany?
Well, my very first record deal was with Universal Germany, so for a while Berlin was like a second home. With Daniel Lieberberg and Neffi, and playing in Berlin, Cologne. It was really one of the only places I played before I played in London, and then ultimately for the first time this year in the U.S.
Had I known, I would have brought you some currywurst, and you could have felt really at home. But I cannot thank you, Len.